If you try to troubleshoot the archiver, it is helpful to know what some of the archiver-related logs are. First, there is an edX ingest archive log file that details how well the DB archive process runs. So if there are problems in creating the bin files or the HDF files in SLAN archive, then check the edX ingest archive log. Failures in both the regular edX purge and the archive purge will be listed in the edX ingest purge log. Earlier in the lesson, we gave an example where a data case being saved by an individual user in SLAN archive can cause many messages to be written to the edX ingest purge log. As always, the regular edX ingest log can provide clues to the overall system health, and there could be archiver-related issues in there. There is also a metadata database table called cluster task that gives overall status information for many of the edX processes. It is not recommended that you ever modify this table, though the NCF may choose to, in order to fix certain problems. Caution is required because some of the records in this table can cause some of the edX plugins to fail. However, looking at this table, you can see that there are some records that give the last time that the DB archive process ran for each plugin. The DB archive process uses this table to know when to pick up from the last time it ran for a given plugin, so it's possible to use this information to force the DB archive process to rerun.